This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. On Wednesdays, we bring you breakthroughs, stories from the leading edge of health science and technology. And today, we'll look into what are known as carbon nanotubes, a kind of material that might be used for everything from reinforcing muscles to conducting electricity. Ray Bachman runs the Nanotech Institute at UT Dallas. A team there just created a new super stretchy bendable version of the substance. Thanks for joining me.
Great pleasure to be here, Justin.
In a nutshell, what are carbon nanotubes?
Carbon nanotubes are extremely small cylinders of carbon. They can be 1/10,000th the diameter of the human hair. They have an array of novel electronic and mechanical properties. Individual nanotubes can be 10 times stronger than any fiber that's made by humankind. And they just have a combination of wonderful properties which people are trying to exploit.
What does this new material developed at UT Dallas do? What's so special about it?
Well, we've discovered that we can use carbon nanotubes to make super stretchy fibers. These fibers can be stretched to as much as 30 times their initial length and still not increase in resistance. In fact, some of these fibers, if we stretch them 10 times their initial length, their electrical conductivity actually increases over 100 times. And this increase in electrical conductivity with stretch is about 100 times higher than people have ever been able to discover before.
So what kind of other properties or other uses could this super stretchable material have?
Well, most carbon nanomaterials are very brittle. You can elongate them only less than a few percent. But these super stretchy fibers that are electronic conductors, we can elongate them by as much as a factor of 30. So you can talk about super stretchy charger cords for your electronic gear. You can talk about humanoid robots in the future, which have super stretchy arms to manipulate, or exoskeletons that a soldier could wear in the battlefield and have benefits of super reach. These super stretchy fibers are so exciting as muscles that can contract to do mechanical work or can rotate a paddle, for example, in a pump for a medical device. These combination of properties to us are very exciting.
I've heard so many promises about nanomaterials, and I'm wondering, how long will it be until we see this stuff in more general use?
The reality, I think, in new technology fields is from time of discovery to substantial market application often takes 10 years. It's true for in a company that I worked for, Honeywell, for 31 years. They made metallic glasses. It took 20 years before there was substantial market penetration. And companies want to see profits coming from research quickly. And usually from a basic breakthrough, it takes a long time.
Ray Bachman heads up the Nanotech Institute at UT Dallas. Thanks for being here.
It's my pleasure to be here.